good to have the text. Rabbi, you mind? I trouble you to think of the Medrash Rabbah that's still in the first Chelik. I've been carrying a cane with me this morning because steps still could. I finally got an appointment for this coming Friday with some doctor that I have confidence in. Former Talmud here at Yeshiva, Rafi Levine, son of the Mushbuch also from here, doctor in Teaneck. No, he lives in Teaneck, doctor in some Hicktown in Jersey. Thank you. Okay, listen to this midrash. Put a little check next to it. That's in the Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Bahar, Lamed Daled Gimel. Ki Yomo Chachicha. If your brother literally collapses, he's bowed down. But now with the debt, with chovos, with problems. Right? So you have a mitzvah to help him. Ki yomo chachicha, haino hu da'amrit, gomel nafsho ish chesed. Gomel nafsho ish chesed. If someone takes care of himself, he's a kind fellow. זה הלל הזוקי שבשור שהיה נפטר מתלמידיו הוא מהלך והולך עמו. This is שיר הלל. Students accompanied him. אמר לו תלמידיו רבי להיכן אתה הולך? אמר להם לעשות מצווה. Mind you, this is הפוסק כי יום הוכחיכו. אמר לו וכי מה המצווה זו? Which מצווה? I'm going to the bathhouse. The statues of king, they put these in front of the circuses, in front of the theaters. Tatlos, that's where they threw the Jews to the lions. Mish and Esman Alehem, there was someone put in charge who more conversed for to keep them clean. Not nice to have the king statue with bird droppings. Behain Malonomazonos, that feeds his family, gets paid for it. Below old, Elishum is Gadel in Gedoli Malchus. Not only that, because he's taking care of the statues, he has contact with important people. He himself may not be such an important person. He's just a cleaner of bird droppings. But the people whose statues are represented, right, Vinish, have some contact with him. Therefore, ani shenevresi v'tzelem u'b'devus, that I was created in God's image. Ki v'tzelem elokim osa esodom, Alachas kama v'kama. What's the Medrash finds it important to say that? Two very important messages. One, the simple one, is that taking care of yourself is a bit part of the Shmata Ma'od Daf Yosechem. That didn't deserve a story. What deserved a story, Hillel is busy, he finished the Shia, but he's busy teaching his Talmidim. When he tried to teach them the fundamental theological concept that the distinction, the dichotomy of body and soul is alien to Judaism. With us, the idea that man is has a body which is base and a soul which is lofty. So there's another mashal, another medrash. I couldn't find a mashal quickly this morning. But where the body and the soul argue with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on Yom Adin. The body says, you want to punish me? What I did wrong? I couldn't do a thing. I'm lying there, look, I'm lying there dead. It's only the soul that made me do it. And the soul says, I have no hands, I have no feet, I have no mouth, I don't eat treif. It's the body that does it. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He puts the soul back in the body. He says, Moshel, a king had a pardes, and he did not trust a plain watchman because the food was very valuable. So he decided he needs someone just to be there and scream in case someone comes. So he hired two people, one lame and one blind. After a while, the lame one said to the blind one, I've got an idea. Let me climb on your shoulders. Right? They can't blame us because neither of them. And they climbed on the shoulders. They ate the fruit every day. They had a wonderful time. When the king came back, he saw fruit was missing. Each one claimed me. I couldn't do it. What did the king do? He put the blind man on the shoulders. He put the lame man on the shoulders of the blind man, and he hung them together. He hanged them together. So Kodesh Baruch Hu puts the soul back in the body and then sits in judgment on the soul. That measure says the same thing. There's no such thing as soul and body. That was introduced really forcefully by Christological doctrines. The soul is pure, the body is impure, all nonsense. It's convenient Roshon to talk that way. Educationally to talk. It's easy to describe things easy. That's what Hillel, that's the second thing that Hillel said on the Medrash Chabah on Bahar. What did he say? Going to the bathhouse is a mitzvah. Going to shul is a mitzvah, study Torah is a mitzvah, asking lulav is a mitzvah, going to bath also a mitzvah. No distinction. There's no such thing as a soul without a body without a soul. Therefore, it's one thing. It's one unit. Okay, let's go do some Gemara.